So it does provide a lot more functionality as people are kind of transitioning through different seasons in their life. If they are having medical issues or something like that, or maybe they need to travel for a family need, they can still do their duty. I think most public officials still feel that burden to be there in public for that transparency piece. I don't think it's going to be abused, at least in our case, but I do think it'll be helpful in certain circumstances where people have some life events that impact them. So roll call vote, don't need to publish their address. There needs to be at least one member of the board convening that in a public place. And then we talked a little bit about second quarter budget review. So we try to do this on a quarterly basis, kind of report to the board where the budget's trending year to date. And I think that's especially important when you look at the fact that we're moving into 26 budgeting and we only know two quarters of financial data. So it's kind of this look back, look ahead all the time. So financially, you know, we are halfway through the year. We have a lot of prepaid things that we make at the beginning of the year, appropriations, insurance. So our revenue is trending like 5% above year to date where it should be, but that's kind of expected because of the capital outlay that we do at the beginning of the year for other things. And then our revenue is trending right on target. We're actually a little bit above. We're a little bit above halfway, which is a little surprising. So we must be, we are performing well on collection of revenue because we have our first half tax collection and then our second half comes in the fall in October and November. So we've only collected half the tax revenue, and then our other sources are grants, aids, and charges for services. So we typically get all of our state aids July 1st, and they're receipted and reflected on that budget in the August report. So overall, I told the board there's really nothing I'm concerned about. We're performing very well in our investments. Our auditor treasurer's done a lot of really good things with those. We're getting well over 5% on a long-term CD investment, which is kind of unheard of in recent years. Mm-hmm. So we're really performing well on that. And then we do have some concerns with costs, you know, like our overtime in law enforcement is always kind of a difficult target to match. And then we do have some cost overruns in some of the state mandated things. So like court-appointed attorneys, the county board must pay for court-appointed attorneys for children's cases that are in the system if they financially qualify. So there's a lot of expense that we've put into that line item, and it's very little cost control because you don't know who's going to walk through the door and use that service. So those are some of the highlights that we talked about. I think the big thing for folks to know is that as we move to the end of the month, we have July 28th, the better part of the day will be spent working on the 2026 budget. So that's going to be the commissioner's first look at what the levy could look like for 2026. And that's moving towards setting the final levy at the September 16th board meeting. So we will start with that kind of presentation, all staff, and then we move into a series of work sessions. And then at our regular meetings in August, we have entities that receive appropriations coming in, updating on operations and budget and requests. So it'll be a really busy month in October and the beginning of September leading up to that preliminary levy. But if we try to get work really hard, so we're pretty close to what our preliminary numbers should be. And then we kind of wait and we kind of let some of the things sift out at the state and the federal level, what's going to impact us for cost. Cost impacts for, you know, reduction of funding for mandated services, things like that. And then we make our final changes before the end of the year.
Okay. Wow. Yeah. A lot of great information. You guys are super busy. I can't imagine that everything you have to keep in your brain. Oh, my goodness. Anything else that you would like to add?
Nope. You know, just as always, we'll publish those dates coming up. And like I said, all those meetings are publicly available. So if you want to come and hear about operations, the public is always welcome.
Okay, fantastic. And you can find a lot of it on YouTube as well, like
Correct.
You said. All right, great. Thank you so much, Rebecca Young. That is our County Administrator update for our Community Connection. We will talk to you on the 30th, it looks like.
Yep. Actually, we have an extra Tuesday in July, so I won't be back until, August 6th or something.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, August 6th. Yes, cause, so some months we get an extra Tuesday in there, which I really appreciate, especially being we're working on budgeting that week.
Okay, all right, cool. August 6th it is then. All right, we will see you soon, and thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks, Murphy.